So in spiritual life, if you focus on targets and measurable things,
yes.
will that lead to advancement or not?
Yeah.
See, even when we practice spiritual life, it is not that we can change our attitudes overnight. That means, if I am in the mode of passion, and that is the way I normally function, then even when I am spiritually minded, I'll function in the mode of passion only, which is okay. But as we keep practicing bhakti, our consciousness evolves. The consciousness evolves, we rise to higher consciousness, and then we start practicing those devotional activities with greater calmness within us. So for example, initially, if we decide, you know, okay, I want to do some service, you know, I want to distribute books, or I want to do this, we want to do things in a quantified way.
Yeah.
That's fine. See, initially the principle is yena kena prakarena mana krishna nivesha. Somehow or the other, fix the mind on Krishna. So even if initially it's through the mode of passion, doesn't matter. The important thing is connect with Krishna. As we connect with Krishna, it is that connection which will purify us. So it is not that we have to be in a particular material condition to practice bhakti. However we are materially, we start connecting with Krishna. And by that, gradually we'll become purified, we'll be able to function in a more stable, more sustainable way. Doesn't matter right now. Just focus on trying to add Krishna into your life. And not necessarily that your material life has to be reordered for that purpose. The reordering of our material life, it will happen naturally, organically, as our connection with Krishna becomes more and more stable. So there's no need to put material conditions on our spiritual practices. Just start practicing bhakti, and whatever material harmonious conditions are there, they will organically come. Okay?